Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into Return on Ambition, a guide that empowers you to elevate your success and accomplish your aspirations. Authored by thought leader Nikolai Chen Nielsen, an associate partner at McKinsey & Company, and an alumnus of the World Economic Forum's Global Shapers Community, alongside Nikolai Tillich, a co-founder of Deliberate Development with experience at Cultivating Leadership and DDB Worldwide, this book imparts the wisdom of high achievers and provides actionable advice for your own journey. Return on Ambition is perfect for those who crave an edge in their ambitious pursuits, professionals who feel their careers have plateaued and seek a breakthrough, as well as individuals aiming to refine their workflow for optimized performance. The book combines practical strategies with the inspiring stories of successful people, striking a balance between personal development and professional achievement that resonates with a wide array of readers. Get ready to unlock practical insights that will help you chart a path to greater achievements and a more fulfilling career. Join us as we explore how you can gain a significant return on your ambition. Return on Ambition: A Radical Approach to Your Achievement, Growth, and Well-Being. Introduction: Unlocking the Power of Purposeful Ambition. Do you ever feel like you're chasing after ambitious goals, pouring in your heart and soul, only to wonder if the endless pursuit is truly rewarding? Ambition is more than just a drive. It's about becoming who we aspire to be. But the quest often comes with a clash against societal norms and a challenging balance between our professional and personal lives. Navigating ambition's tricky terrain is no small feat, but understanding the essence of your ambition is the compass you need. It's about recognizing the multifaceted nature of your goals, how they shape you, and how they are shaped by what's most important to you. In this exploration of ambition, we'll learn how to gauge and channel it effectively. We'll look out for ambition's pitfalls and craft a personal philosophy that anchors ambition to our deepest values. These insights will not just maximize your potential outcomes, they will align them with the fulfillment you seek. Throughout this journey, we'll discover how to align ambitions with your core values, identify the warnings that ambition may be leading you astray, develop a personal philosophy that guides your ambition towards meaningful success. Remember, the return on ambition isn't just about what you achieve. It's about achieving it in a way that enriches your whole self. Part 1: Navigating Ambition's Labyrinth with Purpose and Precision. Ambition can fuel our most profound achievements, but without a clear map, we might find ourselves lost in its labyrinth. It's not merely about having an appetite for success, it's about discerning the nature of that success. What is it that you're striving for, and how does that shape the way you live your life? The essence of ambition is often mistaken for a relentless hunger for more, a bottomless void. Yet, true ambition isn't about reckless pursuit. It's a well-thought-out plan with a clear end in sight. Unrestrained ambition, like unchecked financial spending, can bankrupt our well-being and personal lives. Pause for a moment. The key message here is to understand your ambition's true character, so you know the destination you're journeying towards. Amidst the tapestry of human aspirations, each person's ambition is a unique thread. Some, like New Zealand's youngest Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, spin their thread with precise goals from early on. Others, like Trevor Noah, stitch together a patchwork of experiences that ultimately lead to their success in unpredictable ways. Consider your ambition's scope and the space it fills in your life. How far do you wish to stretch from your starting point? What's the right balance, as Jamie Oliver would ponder, between reaching for your dreams and holding on to precious family time? Or perhaps you're inspired by a force like Rihanna, whose ambition knows no bounds, constantly setting loftier peaks with each triumph, choosing your path, whether it's well-trodden or off the beaten track. Remember that high ambition often carries a steep price in satisfaction. Every achievement may feel like a mere stepping stone rather than a destination. When you're aiming to reach the stars, even a rocket launch can feel underwhelming. Starting with ambitions that are ambitious yet attainable sets the stage for a fulfilling journey. In the grand scheme of ambition, knowing your trajectory, whether it shoots straight like an arrow or curves like a winding river, is the first step towards a life where your deeds and desires align harmoniously. Part 2. Finding the sweet spot of ambition with well-being and growth. Ever wonder how to gauge the true value of your ambitions? To truly get a sense of the rewards your hard work yields, you ought to track not just achievements, but also two equally vital metrics: your personal growth and well-being. Think of ambition as more than a career trajectory. It's a triad that encompasses the full spectrum of life's richness. It's not uncommon to see individuals with burning ambition let their personal growth and happiness fall by the wayside. Sadafa. Abid's journey with the Cash Foundation is a case in point. She escalated to the CEO's chair only to realize she needed to step back, reassess her ambitions, and enrich her knowledge at Harvard to feel truly empowered. Abid's pivot is a masterclass in balancing ambition with personal fulfillment. The key message is clear: to reap the most from your ambitions, prioritize holistic growth along with your well-being. Envision ambition as a three-legged tripod, where each leg represents well-being, growth, and achievement. If one leg gives way, the whole tripod, and your ambitions along with it, is at risk of crashing down. It's not just about a work-life balance. It's about ensuring that every facet of your existence gets the nourishment it needs. First on the tripod is well-being. Remember how sometimes we're so engrossed in work that friends, fitness, and fun have to take a back seat? Sure, it may seem productive at the moment, but letting these essentials slip can fast-track us to burnout. Then there's growth, the antidote to stagnation. No one relishes the Groundhog Day-esque monotony of ceaseless routine without progress. Growth is about taking on challenges, about learning and refining skills that keep the spark of advancement alive. And finally, we have achievement. Success begins with a definitive list of what you're striving for. A roadmap to your dreams, anchored with milestones that guide the journey. As you chase these objectives, balance ambition with realistic expectations and candid self-appraisals. Ambitious individuals often fall into the trap of self-criticism, eclipsing their many accomplishments with a focus on what's yet to be achieved. By nurturing all three aspects, well-being, growth, and achievement, you can ground your ambition in a way that fulfills not just your professional vision, but also your personal quest for contentment and self-improvement. Part 3. When ambition's blade can cut both ways. Every tale of ambition whispers the secret truth. The very skills that propel us to the summit can sometimes cause our fall. Consider the journey of Pernille Blume, the Danish swimmer ready to leave the pool behind at just 21. Her self-awareness and renewed passion were the spark that later earned her Olympic gold in Rio, a testament to the bright side of ambition. Conversely, picture Lindsay Jacobellis, the snowboarder whose assured victory at the 2006 Winter Olympics slipped away as she succumbed to overconfidence. That method grab she attempted, it was ambition's darker shadow making its presence felt. The key message here is stark and simple. The skills necessary for grand ambition can be double-edged swords, potent allies, or formidable foes. Ambition isn't a force of nature, it's a tool that depends heavily on the wielder's intentions. Those who set their sights high typically share a constellation of traits: independence, adaptability, competitiveness, resilience, creativity, and a hunger for action. These attributes, without a doubt, move mountains. Yet, these very virtues have their vices. The relentless drive can lead one to overlook crucial details or dismiss the emotional landscape of those around them. Remember Facebook's creed to move fast and break things? That aggressive philosophy had to shift once the unintended fractures became too stark to ignore. The peril lies in the limited perspective these traits can foster. What begins as boldness may morph into hubris, and the badge of independence can evolve into isolation. While the repercussions are not catastrophic, they can dampen the luster of your ambitions. If these traits are part of who you are, embracing them is necessary. They are both your fortresses and your battlegrounds. In the next chapter, we delve deeper into the driving forces behind these attributes and explore how to navigate around the darker recesses they may lead us into. With wisdom, you can wield your ambition to illuminate new pathways rather than to cast shadows on the journey ahead. Part 4: Slow and Steady Wins the Race. The Art of Balanced Ambition. Picture the quintessential image of the hotshot fighter pilot from Top Gun: Maverick, his name synonymous with daring and drive. Yet Maverick's relentless chase to be number one spirals into tragedy with the loss of his co-pilot Goose, a stark reminder from Hollywood of ambition's razor edge. When ambition's throttle is pushed too hard, the very path we blaze can become obscured, leading to error, disconnect, and a looming identity crisis. The key message here is a timeless one. Rushing through life's journey without pausing can cause you to lose your bearings. Let's consider the trait of boldness. It fuels ambitious souls to leap before looking fully, driven by a blazing confidence that often leads to early triumphs. However, when ambition gallops ahead of ability, temptation whispers of risky shortcuts to maintain the charade of unstoppable success. Next, there's independence, typically a virtue, but for the overly ambitious, it verges on isolation. This lone wolf syndrome translates into a punishing work ethic, with the ambitious individual convinced that no one else could possibly meet their exacting standards. The result is a fast track to burnout, as they shoulder burdens solo, unable to lean on others for support. Competition, too, is a double-edged sword. On one hand, it's the push that keeps the ambitious striving savvy to the challenges they face. On the flip side, an obsession with outpacing others can erase personal goals from view, igniting a war where self-worth and validation are the ultimate prizes. Remember, ambition is not a sprint but a marathon. Even the champion of the grueling Tour de France, with the mountains he climbs and rivals he outpaces, relies on a team to truly harness the power of ambition, temper your competitive instincts, and embrace interdependence. When assessing your strides in achievement, the mirror, holding the reflection of who you were and who you've become, is a better gauge than comparing yourself to others. Navigating ambition with this balanced mindset shields you from its pitfalls, letting you maintain a steady course toward fulfillment and success. Part 5: The Paradox of Ambition. Why more effort doesn't always mean faster success. Picture a determined student poised to sprint toward enlightenment, only to be gently reminded by a Zen master that doubling the effort might actually double the time. This parable serves as a metaphor for our modern lives, where ambition, if left unchecked, can evolve from a driving force into a hindrance that drags us down. The key message here is a cautionary one. Unchecked ambition can be a speed bump on the road to success. Reflect on the stories of high achievers like Arianna Huffington and Elon Musk, who pushed the limits of human endurance. Their relentless pursuit of their goals led to exhaustion, health scares, and the diminishing returns of strained cognition. These titans of industry are stark examples that raw perseverance, while admirable, can tarnish the very accomplishments it seeks to polish. Ambitious individuals are often under the illusion that more work equals more success, yet this equation fails to recognize the finite nature of human energy. Stretching yourself too thin, mistaking busyness for productivity, or suffering exhaustion only muddies the waters of progress. Another trap is the attachment of worth to work. In the high-stakes game of outsized desire, surrendering one's self-esteem to the altar of achievement can obscure life's true objectives. If you find yourself incessantly upping the ante or jealously eyeing the seemingly effortless victories of others, Take it as a signal that ambition's reins need tightening. Recall that behind the facade of every overnight success are unseen trials and tribulations. As such, it's futile to measure your journey against another's destination. Instead, acknowledge your unique challenges and pace yourself accordingly. The common thread binding these traits together is their pull toward an envisioned future, seemingly superior to the current state. But it's a treacherous slope that can lead to misery when traversed too hastily. Slow down, take stock, and remember, true success is not simply about reaching the finish line, but enjoying the richness of the race itself. Part 6. Forge your ambition with purpose. The power of knowing your why. Imagine the intrigue of being considered for a top position at a tech giant like Amazon, only to choose a path less traveled. Vivian Ming's decision to prioritize her guiding principle, enhancing the lives of others, over a prestigious title, illustrates the profound clarity that comes from defining the why behind ambition. At Emozier, Ming harnessed data not just for profit, but for purpose, aiding those with bipolar disorder, thereby marrying her ambition with her ethos. The key message asserts the importance of this clarity. Discover and hold fast to the why that propels your ambition. Goals versus philosophy. While goals act as signposts towards tangible achievement, a philosophy embodies the underlying beliefs that drive those endeavors. It's about finding a beacon that not only illuminates the pathway to your goals, but also warms you with fulfillment upon reaching them. To sculpt your own philosophy of ambition, gift yourself a tranquil moment to dive into introspection. Ask yourself what ignites passion within you and what elements of life currently spark gratitude. Jot down your responses, look for recurring themes, and unearth the core truths that bubble beneath the surface. These reflections are the raw materials from which you can shape your principles. Maybe it's leveraging creativity to awaken an appreciation for the natural world, launching an eco-friendly startup, or building a life with a partner who resonates with your values. Craft guiding tenets that reflect these aspirations, crystallizing them into single, resonant sentences. Cling to this personalized constellation of principles. They act as a compass, keeping your ambitions aligned with the essence of who you are and wish to be. As your journey unfolds and you amass new experiences and insights, revisit and reflect upon these guiding statements. Confirm that they still resonate and adjust them if necessary to sing in harmony with your evolving philosophy of ambition. With these principles as your foundation, every step toward your ambitions becomes imbued with purpose, and every success blooms with deeper satisfaction. Final summary. In a world that often equates ambition with relentless pursuit and tangible achievements, it's essential to take a step back and reflect on what truly drives us. Ambition, in its purest form, is a neutral force that can lead to personal triumphs as well as to setbacks if left unbalanced. It's the equilibrium between your professional aspirations, personal growth, and overall well-being that paves the way for a fulfilling life. The key takeaway from this narrative is simple yet profound. The true reward of ambition lies not merely in the achievements themselves, but in the journey that respects and nurtures your personal growth and well-being. Uphold the importance of understanding where your goals originate and ensure they resonate with your deepest values. Be mindful of ambition's potential pitfalls, where traits that fuel success can also overshadow it, with negative consequences if not managed wisely. Ultimately, crafting a personal philosophy of ambition, a set of principles that articulate your why, acts as a beacon. It provides direction in the pursuit of your dreams and ensures that your ambition stays aligned with what you truly seek in life. When you walk this path, you maximize the gifts of your ambition, guaranteeing not just societal accolades, but also inner peace and satisfaction. By embracing these insights, you position yourself for a richer, more meaningful existence where the returns on your ambition are both abundant and deeply rewarding. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.